This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for December 15th. I'm Paul Plack. Teledyne Continental Motors has been sold to Technify Motor Limited, a U.S. subsidiary of China's AVIC International. The sale price was reportedly $186 million U.S. The popular free flight planning website RunwayFinder.com has ceased operations in response to legal threats from FlightPrep.com, which claims patent infringement. The FAA has issued an emergency airworthiness directive affecting just 8 Cessna Corvallis aircraft. Another emergency AD affects some models of Bell helicopters regarding separation of tail rotor blade tip weights. DOT has fined JetBlue $600,000 for violations of rules regarding access for the disabled and disclosure of codeshare flights. Gamma and NBAA have both come out in support of federal tax proposals. Veteran astronaut Alan Poindexter has resigned from NASA to become Dean of Students and Executive Director of Programs at the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California. The 200th Ariane rocket is now being put together at the spaceport in French Guiana in preparation for its February mission with Europe's second automated transfer vehicle, which will service the International Space Station. And NASA is finding new uses for the 747 it's been using to bring the shuttles home from Edwards Air Force Base. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Elon Musk of SpaceX explains how the success of last week's Falcon 9 Dragon demo mission could allow trying for automated docking with the International Space Station on the next mission, possibly as early as next summer. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.